I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, August 3rd. The Department of Homeland Security has notified Haitians who previously had TPS status to report to their office in Blue Ash, Ohio, for what they're calling a personal check-in. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains it also involves a digital monitoring device.
The summons to Haitians who have just lost their TPS status is in the form of a letter from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Vilas Dorsonville is executive director of the Springfield Haitian Support Center. He says since July 27th, he's driven more than a dozen former TPS-holding immigrants to Blue Ash, each armed with all of their immigration papers.
When they get there, they interview them, and eventually they put an in-call monitor on them.
They also receive a court date 30 days out from this check-in meeting. Dorsonville says if people cannot make the appointment, they must write a reason on the form, scan it, and email it back within 24 hours.
There is one mother who went to that appointment, and when she came back home, she did not even want her kids to notice that she has that in-call monitor. And I am grieving with this family for that, because most of the time I think that they put in-call monitor on criminals. They're not criminals. It's really humiliating to see that happening to my people.
According to Columbus immigration attorney Ina Simakoski, if people don't appear for the check-in appointment or if they refuse to wear the ankle monitor, they will be arrested and deported. Dorsonville and his team are busy helping their countrymen navigate the ever-growing uncertainty for some Haitian immigrants in the wake of losing TPS.
I know I have faith in the Lord, but I don't know what the Lord is about to do. If only he can reveal something to me.
Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
And a DHS spokesperson said that TPS is temporary, but that it's been allowed to function as a de facto amnesty program, despite Congress never intending it to be permanent. They also say that it's now time for TPS holders to leave. And supporters lined the road outside the Cincinnati ICE office in Blue Ash Sunday morning. Inside, Haitian immigrants from Springfield were meeting with officials as they remain in a state of limbo, wondering whether, or perhaps when, the U.S. may deport them to war-torn Haiti. Luann and Norm Horstman live in Springfield and say they're appalled at how their neighbors are being treated.
They're worried to shop. You worry about food. They're worried to go out to doctor's appointments. And again, these are the people who we work with. These are our kids' friends.
So the kids on my grandson's basketball team. Yeah.
My son's basketball team forfeited because none of the Haitian kids felt free to show up.
Immigrants began receiving letters late last month asking them to come to the Blue Ash facility for appointments. They've been leaving the meetings wearing ankle monitors and with future appointments or court dates. The city of Springfield says it's continuing to investigate allegations against its city manager. City commissioners placed city manager Brian Heck on paid administrative leave last week, releasing little information about why. The city did release a statement on Friday saying two anonymous letters made allegations that Heck acted inappropriately and potentially illegally at City Hall. The statement says the allegations don't involve city finances or other, quote, current matters involving the city or its residents, end quote. The city says the circumstances and timelines are difficult to confirm. City leaders have asked the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation to independently review the allegations. WYSO has filed a public records request for Heck's personnel file and for the letters, but hasn't received them as of this broadcast. We've also reached out to Heck's lawyers for comment. Damage was reported after several tornado warnings were issued in the southwestern Ohio area Saturday night. The National Weather Service issued the alerts for sections of Preble, Butler, Warren, Montgomery, Miami, and Dark counties as radar indicated possible tornado formation. Storm reports submitted to the Weather Service indicated that several homes near Eaton were damaged by strong winds just before 8 p.m. Saturday. Other reports of damage include trees blown down in the Lebanon area and elsewhere in Warren County, while a 55-mile-per-hour wind gust was reported at the Middletown Regional Airport. Flood warnings were also issued as the slow-moving storms dumped heavy rains. The National Weather Service may send out surveyors to determine if any of the damage was the result of tornadoes. Our weather will be much calmer today, with temperatures peaking in the low 80s, expecting fair skies. Lows tonight near 60 degrees. Highs in the mid-80s on Tuesday, expecting dry conditions on Tuesday as well. Our next rain chances come on Wednesday. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, August 3rd. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hey, it's Peter Sagal. Maybe you've never seen Wait Wait live and in person, but you've thought to yourself, well, what's the big deal? I can just listen on the radio. Well, yeah, but you never get to hear everything that happens.
That can be edited right out. Don't you worry about that.
So come join us September 3rd at the Rose Music Center.
Don't worry, it's not going to make broadcast.
That's Wait Wait Live, September 3rd at the Rose Music Center. For tickets, go to nprpresents.org, but only if you're ready for it.
That's why you have to come to a live show.
That's right.